If the others knew what Abdal Al-Fayda was up to, they would kill him. Not fast, not pleasantly, and not just to make him suffer. These people killed the way others tweeted, to let people know they weren't happy, to discourage dissent. To them, he was simply a foot soldier, an expendable observer, sent out to study the enemy, report, and await further instructions. Any deviation from that would be met with swift and brutal punishment. But after 3 long weeks sitting in a cramped office cubicle doing routine computer repairs, Abdal was tired of waiting, tired of hoping the phone would ring. His beard was growing longer as the others busied themselves with endless debates and hand-wringing and second-guessing. It's all in the hands of Allah anyway, he thought. Why not be bold and trust in him? He didn't want to believe it was a lack of nerve. That would be too discouraging. To have committed his life and energy to a cause only to find out he was alone. I refuse to believe that. But the thought was equally stubborn. His mother once told him that he came into this world a squawking bird, violently flapping his spindly little wings as if his cage were too small to contain him. Maybe that was Allah sending a message as well, for he was no different now. Abdal's faith in Allah's plan was absolute, and that was what gave him the courage to undertake what he was doing now.